Okay. Yesterday, we celebrated the life of Joanna Ludwig in a very moving service, and it especially had impact on me because I reflected on just how much her life impacted mine, and especially spiritually. One thing about Joanna was, from beginning to end, she not only talked or spoke of one basic focus, she lived it. It's all about Jesus. And Jesus plus nothing. I mean, it's just, for my aunt, it was always comes back to Christ. And that is so important. And I think the Lord wants to bring us in a more full way or complete way to that focus. If our eye is single, our whole body will be full of light. Eye being single means we have that one focus on the treasure that's most important. And that's who the Lord is. And when we have that focus, the light of His nature and our Heavenly Father continue to grow within us. When it's Jesus plus other things, laws, rules, our performance, we get off track. And too often that's the way of religion. When it's just about the Lord, you can navigate through any storm in life. And times you will speak to the storms and they'll cease. Other times you'll trust God and just get through it. But one thing about a focus on Jesus is, when that focus is pure and complete, we never get stuck in religion. We're always in a place of moving on and growing. I think that is so important. When our focus is on the Lord, God's love and mercy is what emanates through us. And that's what the world is looking for. I want to talk this morning about, again, this thing of law and grace. And the law I'm speaking of doesn't have to be the Mosaic law. It's whatever laws we create in our thinking, the rules, the regulations that trigger that performance mentality, that I have got to do something by my efforts to gain God's favor. The reality of grace is Jesus finished it on the cross, the resurrection, and what He finished gave me God's favor. We have God's favor. We're starting from that point. And when we know that we have the favor of the Lord, our life is all about growth and moving forward. To be under the law means we lose our walk by faith. And we need to realize that. Those that are led by the Spirit are not under the law. Let's read that another way. Those that are under the law are not led by the Spirit. It's a choice between the two. If you're going to be governed by rules and regulations and you think that your efforts and performance is what God is looking for, then you're not going to be led by the reality of the Holy Spirit. The danger of legalism is that we lose our awareness of the Holy Spirit within us and the purpose of the Spirit and the power of the Spirit. Being right with God has nothing to do with the law. And in fact, if we're under law, we're kept in a state of shame. That voice of condemnation is always just ringing in our minds. To be freed from that is to be freed from the law and to be in a state of grace. This is from Romans 4, and I'm reading from the Message Bible, so you don't need to turn there. You can read there later. 4:19. This is, 4:16. This is why the fulfillment of God's promise depends entirely on trusting God in His way and then simply embracing Him in what He does. God's promise arrives as a pure gift. That's the only way everyone can be sure to get in on it. Those who keep the religious traditions and those who have never heard of them. For Abraham is the father of us all. He is not our racial father, that's reading the story backwards. He is our faith father. And again, this pointing out that the original covenant was one of faith through Abraham. The law came later. And the only purpose of the law was to lead us to the reality that we need Jesus Christ. Once you realize that, the law is not supposed to be over your life anymore, but you're to be ruled by grace and led by the Spirit. In Galatians chapter 3, it says, what then is the purpose of the law? This attached addendum. It was a thoughtful addition to the original covenant promises made to Abraham. The purpose of the law was to keep a sinful people in the way of salvation until Christ came, inheriting the promises and distributing them to us. Obviously, this law was not a first-hand encounter with God. It was arranged by angelic messengers through a middleman, Moses. And it goes on from there. If the original promise is a direct blessing of God, it's received by faith. Until the time when we were mature enough to respond freely in faith to the living God, we were carefully surrounded and protected by the Mosaic Law. The law was like those Greek tutors with which you are familiar, who escort children to school and protect them from danger or distraction, making sure the children will really get to the place they set out for. But now that you have arrived at your destination, by faith in Christ, you are in direct relationship with God. You no longer need the law. Legalism will never produce the love and acceptance that we need to be real in our life. We need to know that God loves and accepts us as we are. Grace is our only freedom from that sin awareness or sin consciousness. There's no other answer that God gives us. We either have a law-based approach, which is religion, or a dependency on Christ. That's the way of the Holy Spirit. The law is perfect, but it makes no one perfect. So the enemy is constantly saying, well, the law, you've got to follow it because it's God's word, his commandments. The law is perfect. Christ fulfilled the law, that perfect law. We cannot do it. So trying to follow the laws, trying to follow it with, by our performance, will never perfect us. We never get to where we want to go. Perfection is realized through grace. In Ephesians 2, verse 14, it says, by his sacrifice, he removed the hostility of law with all its commandments and rules. By Jesus going to the cross, the hostility of the law that condemned us was removed once and for all. The Holy Spirit is not working in us to perfect us through law. That's already been done. The purpose of the Holy Spirit in us is to lead us into the reality of who Jesus Christ is, the truth. Romans 8. Says the law always ended up being used as a band-aid on sin instead of a deep healing of it. And now what the law code asked for but we couldn't deliver is accomplished as we, instead of redoubling our own efforts, simply embrace what the Spirit is doing in us. I love that. Instead of trying harder, embrace the Holy Spirit in you. Get to know the Holy Spirit. Those who think they can do it on their own end up obsessed with measuring their own moral muscle, but never get around to exercising it in real life. Those who trust God's action in them find that God's Spirit is in them, living and breathing God. I like that. Accepting God's grace as our answer is the same thing as entering into his rest. The scripture says we're to strive to enter into the rest of the Lord. What does it mean, rest? Well, peace means having the mind of Christ. It means things are settled. We actually believe what Jesus did on the cross when he finished for us. But see, grace, that's all the realities of grace. Grace produces that rest within us. We rest from our human effort. In the garden, the enemy tempted Adam and Eve to do what? To strive to be like God. Eat of this fruit and you will become like God. Well, they were already created in God's image. The other reality is we rest in what God has already done, and we're seated with him in heavenly places. Someone that is standing after a while is going to get tired. If you're just standing in one place, that's what religion does. You get stuck in one place, and you're standing, you're not growing, you're not moving, and you just get weary. The reality of grace is we are seated with Christ. When you're seated, you're at rest. Where are we seated? In God's heart, heavenly places. That's the reality that we need our minds renewed to, become aware of. The law will breed two things: defeat. The harder you try, the more you're going to feel it. Or it breeds hypocrisy. Instead of admitting I can't do it and I'm defeated, you pretend like you're doing it. That's why Jesus confronted the Pharisees the way he did. They were living with hypocrisy, pretending to keep the law when they were not able to keep it. This is our verse, 2 Corinthians 12:19, when God says, "My grace is sufficient for you." In this hour, to be growing up, maturing into what God wants, the people of the Lord, we need one thing. We need to know the Holy Spirit working within us. And what is the Holy Spirit doing? It's releasing the reality of God's grace in our life. We're meant to grow in grace and knowledge of him. And that's what grace produces, a revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ and an experience and expression of his very nature. Amen. All right, let's all stand.